Hi, and welcome to Radio Gaga at Planet FM 104.6, sharing life and experiences from disabled people, by disabled people, for disabled people. Each week, we bring you stories based around our multiple abilities. You don't have to wait any longer to listen to insightful views, news, and reviews from around your community. We invite you to join us as we show you our community. Radio Gaga wants you to understand our dreams for a truly inclusive Auckland.
Welcome to Radio Gaga on 104.6 Planet FM. My name is Mel and I'm your only host today. And that's because Josh, our other host, has broken his arm. Thank goodness he hasn't been on stage and broken his leg, huh? Well, if you would like to send them some love, you can head over to our Twitter, twitter.com/Radio Gaga. Up now we have the song by ABK, the song Nervous.
Got me dripping in sweat. I'm kind of nervous, but I know soon it will go away, because I have an angel watching, always keeping me safe. Any journey that I travel, I know I'ma survive, because I'm protected by the spirit that was put here to guide. Even though I'm used to it, it still gets to me, but there's still no other place that I'd rather be. I'm just nervous, nervous. Just nervous.
That was ABK with the song Nervous. Now we have an interview with Ripu and Keegan Pitcher.
I'm here with Keegan Pitcher, para athlete and wheelchair rugby player. Welcome to the show, Keegan.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Alrighty, so tell us a bit about your disability and how it affects you.
So I've got CP and I've had that ever since I was born. So it just mostly affects my small motor skills. So I find just some normal day tasks a bit harder than most people. And yeah, it's pretty much the basics of it.
So what was it like growing up with a disability?
It was harder when I was younger, just because like I would never fit in, because I was the odd one out. But as I've gotten older and I've realised it's nothing to be ashamed about, it's become a lot better. So I'm a lot more open about it as the older I'm getting, because when I was younger, all I wanted to do was hide it. When now I'm just, I put it out there.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's just, and it's given me a lot of good life lessons.
Yeah, no, fantastic. That's great. How did you get involved in sport?
In the younger age, I used to do, like, softball and karate and swimming. But that was with able bodies, and just as they all improved, my skill level quite didn't improve good enough to go to the next level. And then I went on a Outward Bound with Halberg.
Okay.
And that was my first eye-opening to disability sports. And then ever since I got back, I've been trying to get into athletics. And finally this year it all started to happen when I found Hamish, and I've started through Parafed.
Awesome.
And then they also introduced me to the wheelchair rugby.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Was it hard to find disability sporting opportunities growing up?
It was very hard to find. Like, this is my first opportunity this year that I've been able to find.
Wow. Yeah, that's really interesting. It's really something that needs to be improved, I think, just opportunities for kids, you know, with disabilities.
Yeah, like, they've got the junior disability games, but that's once a year for one weekend, and there's nothing that comes from it. You just have some fun, and then it's done.
You need more consistent, sort of regular, you know, sporting clubs and that.
Yeah, that'd be ideal, because, it's really just one, like, that was just 3 days, and then it was over till next year.
So
there's not enough throughout the year
to get
kids with disabilities involved.
Yeah. So what athletic events do you compete in?
400 metres, 800 and 1500 are my three main events.
Fantastic. And what wheelchair sports do you play?
Wheelchair rugby.
Awesome. And you're aiming for Tokyo 2020 Paralympic Games, right?
Yes.
So how has your training for that been going?
So we've just increased my training load right now to 10 times a week, and that's about to increase next month to a bit more. So as we get closer to seasons, the more I do more training. Since the athletic season is just started and my main comps aren't till March, the workload will increase. Closer I get. It's more, we're now working more on the speed and the technique of speed.
Awesome. Is there a lot of competition in that field? Like, I suppose you need to compete against New Zealanders first to make it into the team, and then there's like a benchmark, I guess, to get into the Paralympics?
So it's like, this year it's just trying to get out there and then try and improve, and then in 2019 their goal is to go to Worlds. And that is where you get qualified for the Paralympics.
Okay, that's how it works.
So this year's goal is pretty much just do well at nationals and qualify for Australia.
Oh, fantastic. Just taking steps like that.
So
when is nationals? Is that coming up soon?
So that's March the 17th, 18th, and 19th.
Oh, next year?
Yeah.
Fantastic. So that's just the para-athletics New Zealand national.
Oh, it's everyone, able and disabled.
Oh, fantastic.
It's the New Zealand track and field.
Oh, cool. And they've combined both?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, cool. Well, that's fantastic. And I guess that's your goal at the moment, just training for that.
Yeah, so it's just taking baby steps at a time. So I've got my first meet in January.
Yeah.
Because I haven't done a proper athletics meet. So this is my first season.
Oh, cool. That's really exciting, just getting started and Yeah, it sounds like a really exciting time for you.
Yeah.
Awesome. So, what would you say is your most significant achievement to date?
Probably just being spotted by Hamish and Parafeed and being able to be given that opportunity to start training and start the road to Tokyo.
Yeah, because I guess that really opened doors for you, just meeting Hamish and getting involved with Parafeed.
Yeah, without them I wouldn't be where I am today.
Exactly.
Because I didn't know where to go.
Yeah.
And they've helped me in the process of where I have to go and all that.
So Parafeed is quite an important organisation for, I guess, really bridging the gap between, youth who want to get involved in disability support, sports, and, work towards Paralympics.
Yeah, a very important part.
That's fantastic. So, sounds like they do a lot of great work.
Yeah, they do.
Awesome. Why should disabled people get involved in sport? What do you feel are the advantages of it?
It gives us time to interact with other people with disabilities and just open their eyes to show them that you're not the only one and there's not just a handful of you, there's quite a few of you.
Exactly.
And that just, even though you've got a disability, you can still do what you want to do. There's still sports for you, there's still the Paralympics, if that's what you want to go, or there's New Zealand national teams that are made for people with disabilities.
Yeah.
So it's just, I just encourage more younger or even anyone with a disability just to get involved as much as possible.
Fantastic, because it really brings you into that whole disability community where you realise, there's actually a lot of people in, a similar situation to you, and...
Yeah,
it's really great.
I found it real interesting just to meet all the other people with disabilities and just realise that, wow, there's more than I thought.
Yeah.
There's quite a bit.
Fantastic. Is there any particular athlete that you look up to or are inspired by?
I've really inspired to Liam Marone.
Oh, okay,
Just the things he's been able to...
He's a sprinter.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the things he accomplished this year was quite amazing and quite motivating to me, because he just started like me.
Yeah.
Something he wanted to do and he finally got into it and now look where he's going.
Exactly, man. Yeah. So that's really someone, I guess, to strive to emulate in a way, I think that's great. You're just starting out on your journey and I guess your goal at the moment is really just to work towards Paralympics 2020.
Yeah, that's the goal.
Fantastic. And I really hope we can see big things from you in the future,
Yeah, thank you.
Just one last question. I just want to ask you, so what is one piece of advice you would give to people in the disability community who are maybe, struggling to get by?
I would just probably say that that there's many more of us out there that we all struggle. You just got to keep at it and we'll slowly come together. It might not happen overnight, but if you keep at it, then it should come together in the long run.
Well, fantastic, mate. That's great. And I really appreciate you for coming and taking time out of your day to speak to us. And it was really, really great talking to you, Keegan.
Thank you for having me.
No worries, mate. And I expect big things from you in the future,
Yeah. We'll be right back.
do we go now? Where do we go?
Guns N' Roses with Sweet Child of Mine. And it does make me wonder, because my boyfriend has already started talking about marriage and kids. And, you know, having a disability and a visual impairment, I do worry that in the reality of the world today, is it sensible or common sense to have a child that may pick up on my congenital visual impairment, even though my husband or boyfriend would have fully able sight? So if I did have a child, they would be my sweet child of mine, my just precious child. So now we have the song Danger Mode by Virtual Reality.
The Virtual Environment Display System is a multi-sensory interactive display environment in which a user can virtually explore a 360-degree synthesized or remotely sensed environment. The foundation of the system is a head-mounted display unit that consists of medium-resolution, monochromatic liquid crystal display screens. Head motion of the user is tracked by a sensor mounted on the helmet, and the derived position and orientation data is used to update the images in sync with the user's activities. As a result, the displayed imagery appears to completely surround the user in three spaces. We'll be right back.
we hope Josh is playing some video games to that kind of music. And if you want to send him your love, head to our Twitter, twitter.com/RadioGaga. I'd like to thank our sponsors, Renaissance Group, a supporting living provider in Auckland. You can find them at www.renaissancegroup.co.nz. Thank you for listening in today, and we hope you enjoy your week. See you next week. The next song up now, and the last one for today, is Red Hot Chili Peppers with Love Roller Coaster.